Welcome, Earthlings, hurling through space and time. I'm Anirudh.
And I'm Anushka, and we're from the Astronomy Club, Manipal.
On this week's of Astro Podcast, we are speaking on telescopes.
Quite literally the eyes to the universe, aren't they?
Yes, as Phil Plait would put it, the purpose of a telescope is to make things easier to see, to make the invisible visible, and to make the things already visible more clear.
It's beautiful how you said it, isn't it? But we've come a long way from just staring up at the sky. We literally have telescopes up in there. And it's not just what we see with our naked eyes. We can see to infinity and beyond now.
Speaking of infinity, have you heard about Spitzer?
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah, but do you know why it went down?
I suppose it was just too old?
Well, quite right. You know, Spitzer is actually one of the four great observatories that NASA put up in space. First, we all know the telescope that we all love, the Hubble Space Telescope, which was launched in 1990.
That back? I thought it was in the 2000s.
Yes. And the next one is the one which is the least heard about, the Compton Gamma Ray Telescope.
Okay.
Which was launched in 1991 to 2000.
And season gamma rays.
Yes. So the third one is the Chandra X-ray Observatory. And the fourth one is the Spitzer Space Telescope.
What's the purpose of having so many up there?
That's a good question, Anushka. The purpose of these four great observatories is to observe the universe in many wavelengths. So for example, the Hubble Space Telescope is undertaking the job of seeing the universe in visible range. And Spitzer Space Telescope will be taking the job of the infrared spectrum, and the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory, as the name suggests, will be seeing it in gamma rays.
Oh, I guess it's all coming together. Seeing in different wavelengths is useful. Like infrared for the stuff that's far away, visible for the color aspect of it.
Oh yeah, but you know what is special about infrared astronomy?
What is?
It has to be very cool to observe the universe.
Why?
Well, because everything in the universe emits radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Like even me, you, everyone out there emits heat. Heat is nothing but infrared radiation. So Spitzer was supposed to look at the universe at a shocking temperature of minus 276 degrees Celsius.
Yikes.
Yeah. And the NASA engineers actually had a pretty low estimation for Spitzer's mission life. You know how much years? More or less. You're near. It's 2.5 years.
Oh, damn.
And guess what? How long it stayed? For 16 years.
Shit.
Yeah, so the 16 years was not a continuous phase. It was actually broken down into two phases. First, it was the cold phase and then the warm phase. So what happened is that in the cold phase, it was supposed to look at the universe from 3 microns to 160 microns of wavelength.
Oh.
Yeah, to look at the universe at really faint infrared rays.
What can you see with those rays of that wavelength?
That's an excellent question. Like through those infrared rays, we can peer through dust and look at the stars beyond.
Oh, I can see how that's useful. Like through gas clouds.
And you know what? Spitzer is actually famous for many things. One is that it made a panorama. Like, have you ever tried to take a panorama?
Yes, failed miserably.
Exactly, but look, Spitzer is good at this. It captured a panorama called Glimpse 360 in 2014, which spanned the whole Milky Way.
Whoa, that's impressive.
Yes, and this will act as a blueprint for the upcoming infrared telescopes in the near future. Yep. And the other one, have you ever tried looking at Saturn?
Sort of.
Yes, and the rings?
Beautiful.
And guess what? If we could see in infrared, we could actually look
through Saturn?
Imagine, the rings is actually the size of two full moons. Because those rings are actually dust. And Spitzer was able to see that. And it's called the Phobos ring of Saturn.
Uh-huh. Why didn't I?
And Spitzer was also known for observing Oumuamua. And that is how the scientists know a lot about Oumuamua.
Oh. All right. So
okay, now coming back to the point, like where Spitzer got lost. Like, why was it decommissioned? Spitzer was decommissioned because the liquid helium coolant was over.
It was supposed to run for a shorter period. So
yeah, like it
was
the helium coolant actually ran for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was during the cold phase. That's how long the cold phase lasted. And next comes the warm phase.
Okay.
In this warm phase is where all the different kinds of signs happened. Like, that is when Spitzer found out about TRAPPIST-1. Have you heard about TRAPPIST-1?
Yes, of course.
TRAPPIST-1 is where scientists found another planetary system 40 light years away.
How many exoplanets were there again?
So you asked me about how many exoplanets are there in TRAPPIST-1, right?
Seven?
Yep, seven planets. And let me come back to the heat situation, like why infrared astronomy requires very cold temperatures and how Spitzer achieved that. So one was through the liquid coolant,
mm-hmm.
which actually cools the instruments to really cold temperatures and the mirrors also.
Okay.
And next is that it was in an Earth trailing orbit around the sun.
Oh, so suppose that was off of the heat.
Yes, exactly. That was because Spitzer needed to stay away from the Earth-Moon system so that it can be cold as possible.
Makes sense.
Moving on, you know what's the newest addition to the great observatories?
The James Webb?
Yes. This telescope is literally going to be the engineering pinnacle of
telescopes.
Yes. James Webb is going to be the successor of Hubble Space Telescope and the Spitzer Space Telescope.
They
want to
kill Hubble already too?
No. Hubble is still going great 30 years in. Uh-huh. And we hope to see more science from it.
How many years do you think it's going to last?
Well, I'm not sure about that. But I'm pretty sure about James Webb though. When it is going to launch in March, it will be the biggest space telescope.
March of 21.
Yes. So, James Webb Space Telescope is supposed to look for the first light and to check out on the deep field photo which Hubble took.
That photo was surreal.
I can agree on that very much.
Go check it out, folks, the deep field photo.
Yeah. You know how James Webb makes a better infrared telescope than the Spitzer?
Its design, I suppose.
Yeah, like it has a heat shield the size of a tennis court.
Tennis court?
Yes. And the heat shield is actually, the whole space telescope is actually placed at a Lagrange point 2, which is facing the Earth.
Okay, so how far away is this Lagrange point?
It's about 1.5 million kilometers from Earth.
Oh, damn.
So James Webb is going to be cooler than Spitzer Space Telescope, like quite literally.
Is it because of the distance?
Yeah, and it is so cool that you can actually, this is a quite good analogy to this. Like, we can reach the temperature differences of about 110 degrees. Like, it's hot enough to boil an egg, while the shaded part of the telescope will be cold enough to freeze oxygen.
So the heat shield is going to be in the way of the light, is it?
Yes, in the way of the sunlight. So James Webb Telescope will be doing the job of observing the universe in visible light and infrared light.
So,
but what is the difference
Spitzer?
Between that and Spitzer? Well, the Spitzer mirror is just 0.8 meters, that's all. That's the diameter of that.
0.6.
Or 80 centimeters.
Okay.
But the diameter of James Webb Telescope's mirror, primary mirror, that is 21 feet. Or 6 meters.
Shit.
That
wow.
is huge. We can't compare it.
But it's curved too, right? It's broken
yeah.
and curved. Broken, not broken, but
it's segmented.
Segmented.
It's a segmented mirror. That is how we can put up a space telescope that huge.
So I can see a lot of astronauts and space engineers really looking forward to great photos from the James Webb.
Yes.
So telescopes do affect all of what we know about astronomy, from basically the fundamental point. They give us the opportunity to peer into the deep space. And these serve purpose more than just to give photos that we can look at
and love about them.
Yeah, they serve a purpose of quenching the ever-growing human thirst to know about the great beyond, or in the case of Elon Musk, to launch a Tesla into space.
I really wonder where it is.